Well, according to my next guest, she's done the research. The history has shown that smart women have been able to, well, do things of wonder for years. They just haven't been given the credit they deserve. So Sam Maggs steps up to the plate, hits a home run. Her work is out, Wonder Women, 25 innovators, inventors, and trailblazers who changed history. I'll hold my hand. Good morning to you, Sam.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
Welcome. Assistant writer for BioWare, best-selling author of The Fangirl's Guide to the Galaxy and more. And I know Awesome Geek Feminist of the Year. That's a pretty cool award to have.
Yeah, I was very honored to get that award. I wrote my first book, The Fangirl's Guide to the Galaxy. It was all about getting girls into geek culture and letting them embrace the side of them that loves video games and comic books and sci-fi and all that stuff. So I was very flattered to get that one. That was very exciting for me.
Awesome. And here you are continuing to do good work with the work of Wonder Women. So I guess the first question is, where did the idea for Wonder Women originate, Sam?
Oh, well, I actually have my master's degree in Victorian history. So I've always really been interested in stories that have been forgotten by time, particularly women's stories. So when I started to think about the fact that I work in video games, there's still a really big gender gap in tech companies and engineering, all those STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, math, I started to think maybe it's because we don't really have a lot of role models that we can look up to and say, look, women have been successful in these fields throughout all of time. We can continue to be successful at these things because we basically only ever hear about Marie Curie or Ada Lovelace, but there were way more women than that who were amazing inventors and doctors and scientists and explorers and spies. So I really wanted to bring those hidden stories to the forefront to give credit to women whose stories have either been lost to time, credit was taken by male colleagues, or they weren't able to take credit for their work at the time because of their gender or race.
And here you are. You bring us those women of science, medicine, espionage, innovation, adventure, and more. And let's start with a couple of teases here, Sam, with our time allotment. The women of adventure, you remind us about the first black pilot.
Oh, yeah, Bessie Coleman. She was actually born to black and Native American parents in the American South in the 1890s. She was determined to prove to the world that women of color, but she was denied entrance to American flight schools because of her race and her gender. So she taught herself French, moved to France, and earned her pilot's license 2 whole years before Amelia Earhart. When she returned to the States, she gained fame and fortune by performing flying stunt shows all over the U.S. and actually only agreed to perform in front of crowds that weren't segregated. So she was a real civil rights activist in her time, as well as being really successful in her field.
Who do you focus on when it comes to a woman of medicine?
Oh, there's so many interesting women in this category, but my favorite, I think, is Anandabai Joshi, who was born in India in 1865. She was a child bride in a time when women weren't even allowed to go to school in her country. Anandi crossed the ocean and became the first Indian woman to earn a degree in Western medicine in the States, and she was able to achieve her goals in part because she became pen pals and best friends with a young widow in New Jersey named Theodicia Carpenter, and Theodicia was able to bring her over and sponsor her to go to school in the States.
And before we come to current day, how about a woman of science?
Oh, great question. There's so many. Oh, it's always so hard to pick a favorite from the book because there's so many cool ones. I really like to talk about Alice Ball, who was the first woman and the first African-American to get her master's degree from the University of Hawaii in 1915. And at just 23 years old, she invented the first viable cure for leprosy, which is important if you like not having leprosy, which I think most of us do.
Again, captured that speaking with the author of Wonder Women, 25 innovators, inventors, and trailblazers who changed history, Sam Maggs. Sam, you also, near the end, bring us current day women. What would you share here?
Yeah, it was really a great and very exciting thing for me to be able to talk to women who are currently making strides in the world of STEM to just show that not only have women made huge accomplishments in these fields in the past, we continue to do so. I particularly really like talking to Lynn Conway, who is a transgender woman and a pioneer in both the field of microelectronics chip design and activism for transgender women in STEM careers. So it was really cool being able to talk to Lynn Conway and her experiences. And there's four other women in the book as well who work in all these different fields that you can kind of check out afterwards, too.
Cool. You state representation matters. What steps do you think organizations can take to increase representation and encourage the inclusion of women in traditionally male-dominated fields, Sam?
I mean, I think it's all that diversity inclusion is something you have to work at and doesn't happen naturally because we're all sort of conditioned to think certain things about gender just in the way that we're raised. So I think if programs sort of are able to hire diversity and inclusion managers, are able to really take a step back and examine who they're hiring, how many women they're hiring, if they're going out of their way to be active in schools. I take part in a program called Girls Who Code, which is where you go into schools and, you know, teach young girls how to program and code at a really young age. There's all kinds of activism that you can do to make sure you're getting out into your community and in your business, making strides to just make sure that, you know, equality is there on some level, because it's easy to forget about that, I think, sometimes. So just being really aware of it is an important thing.
Great. Wonder Women is out. Thanks to you sharing the reminders of these women of science, medicine, espionage, innovation, adventure, and more, and some present-day facts as well. Sam Maggs, how do we find out more information?
You can find Wonder Women at bookstores nationwide and online. You can find out more about the book at quirkbooks.com, and you could find me online at Sam Maggs, S-A-M-M-A-G-G-S.